This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Turkey continues its attack on Syrian Democratic Forces Friday. Explosions were reported in two northern Syrian border towns as the Turkish military offensive went on for a third day. The International Rescue Committee says 64,000 people have already been displaced and hundreds of thousands of other people could soon become homeless. Both sides report civilian deaths and injuries as mortars are lobbed over the border into Turkey. Turkey has also reported its first military fatality. Ethiopia's Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed Ali is the winner of the Norwegian Nobel Peace Prize for 2019. Mohamed Youssef reports.
Announcing the winner of this year's Peace Prize, Berit Reis-Anderson said the Ethiopian leader brought normalcy and people to dream a peaceful life.
In Ethiopia, even if much work remains, Abiy Ahmed has initiated important reforms that give many citizens hope for a better life and a brighter future.
Abiy, 43, came to power in April 2018 after months of mass protests aimed at the political elite of the ruling party. After taking office, Abiy brought an end to Ethiopia's hostilities with Eritrea and visited its capital, Asmara. Eritrean President Isaias Afwerki returned the favor with a trip to Addis Ababa. Mohamed Youssef of VOA News, Nairobi.
The Nobel Committee also recognized Abiy's effort to bring political reform to the country and mediate disputes in Sudan, South Sudan, Kenya, and Somalia. A cargo plane carrying presidential staff crashed in eastern Congo Thursday. A presidential adviser says all eight passengers and crew were killed. The plane was carrying President Felix Tshisekedi's driver, a logistics manager, and soldiers. This